Extra Extra is back, you guys. Where were you when the Pussycat Dolls announced their reunion? Pink shaved her head, and so did Julian. Anna Faris didn't die, unfortunately, and Drake is now grooming another young starlet. But you still won't listen to me! All this and more with your hosts Julian Gonzalez, Chad Westbrook, and Nicholas Wagoner. Let's get extra.
Hello, welcome back to Extra Extra, your favorite podcast. How do I know it's your favorite podcast? Because you guys wouldn't stop bothering me to come back after I was trying to take a hiatus to work on my mental health. But you know what? Here I am for you. That's what I do. I just give my body and my mind and my soul to everyone and get nothing in return. But you know what? That's why I'm a dumb bitch. But guess what? I'm going to end this 2019, this decade, going out big, and then maybe in 2020 we will start realizing things. I know it should have happened in 2016, shout out to Kylie, but maybe 2020 will be that year or that decade. I don't know, I'm almost 30, you know what I mean? So maybe that's just gonna be my decade, and if not, then there's the 40s, and if not, the 50s, and if not, maybe I'll be dead before then. I don't know, who's to say? I'm not psychic. You guys, this week we had to do it big, so of course I had to bring on your two favorite gays, Nicholas Wagoner and Chad Westbrook. And just a little side backstory. They aren't roommates anymore. So is there drama? Is there a fightation happening in the apartmentation? I don't know. They could discuss.
Should we discuss? Should we discuss? You want us to talk about that? Yeah. Well, no, yeah, we were forced out of our apartment.
Yeah, like Chad first. He had 3 days.
Yeah, and then I ended up living with an ex for a little while, and then and then Nick had to move out shortly after that because we couldn't find roommates to fill that space.
Yeah, and so I had to deal with another roommate that lived there that was really annoying that whole time. It was really bad.
Okay,
anxiety.
Let's relax. That's a personal vendetta. That's not.
I'm bored. Can you guys just plug yourself so that everyone knows where to find you?
Sure. Yeah.
Right off the top, so they can, if they don't know who you are, you know, maybe they're new to the podcast, they could look up your Instagrams, assuming it's not private, and they could, you know, match the face to the voice so they can get that full experience.
Okay.
Well,
yeah,
I'll go first because I have more going on.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Let's go for Nick.
So my Instagram handle is
Nicholas. Ack-chick-ack-chuck.
Underscore.
Ack-chick-chick. Legs.
Underscore.
Wash.
Wagoner.
Blacks.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm at Chad Westbrook. And I'm at Chad Westbrook on Instagram. I post a lot of nudes.
Yeah, they're horrifying.
Amazing. You guys, the Pussycat Dolls are back. Using one word, how do you feel?
Okay.
Meh.
Old.
Well, this is disappointing.
Where's Melody? That's how I'm feeling. That's why I wonder.
Well, she told us where she was. She said, I'm not coming back because I was a singer and I had a mistaken identity because they put me in the group as a dancer and I am not a dancer. I'm a singer. And so if we are reuniting singing our old songs, I'm still not going to be a singer. I'm going to be a dancer. And that's not for me. I wish the women nothing but love and success and happiness, but that's not what I'm going to do.
Oh, that sounds
which
like-
is AKA Nicole didn't want her in the group when they reunited.
Which is fine because the group is Nicole.
Yes, absolutely. Nicole.
How do we know that?
Because Nicole always wanted it to be I'm the singer, you're all dancers with backup.
How do we know that?
Gay intuition.
It could have been a labels decision.
Right. And it could have also been her own decision. Why can't a woman make her own decision and say, I don't want to go back to a toxic situation? I was a singer.
No.
Y'all made me a dancer.
Yeah, we agree with that.
For sure. Mental health first.
You created some other... We weren't saying otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah, you just said, oh, it's the Nicole. It's the label. Why can it be...
No, I was saying it's the label's decision to only have Nicole sing.
So oh, yeah.
Nicole's decision to have only Nicole sing.
Right.
That has nothing to do... The separate issue is Melody. I love that Melody said that because that's called...
Growth.
That's called loving yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. But see, and Julian's not loving himself. That's why he's back doing this podcast.
Oh.
Well, actually, I am really loving myself. It's full of love, actually. So if you want to come into the valley and read.
Last night, Julian saw me and he said, the first thing he said to me is like, you look like an author.
And Nicholas
That's
was dressed hot. Like an author.
That's
and
hot.
It was a compliment. He took it as a read.
Authors and professors at the
I
hottest.
Know.
Well, thank you.
But yeah. He looked smart. He looked intelligent. He looked like he just came from publishing a book.
A little midnight study session in the library.
So
key coat and the mustard sweater.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Does that turn you on?
Yeah. It does, yeah.
Okay. Great. See, I could say anything. It could be a compliment, but because everyone wants to make me the bad guy, they take it as a negative.
I'm the bad guy.
I'm literally like Chun-Li, like Nicki Minaj. You know what I mean? Like they want.
I would flip that and reverse it. You could say anything and someone will flip it and think it's an insult because they're insecure.
Right. Right. Right.
Makes
right.
Makes contact with me.
It's not because they're trying to make you feel bad. It's because they think that they're bad always.
Exactly. And guess what? Yeah.
They're the bad guy.
Can we not do that?
Boop, boop. Boop, boop, boop,
I don't like that song.
You don't like that song?
I only listen to pop music. That's it.
It is a pop song.
It is not a pop song, honey. That is like a wannabe Paramore.
What?
Exactly. That sounds like bad Paramore. Except this time, instead of orange hair, it's green hair. Tragic. Looking like a blonde that just got out of a bleach water or whatever with the chlorine.
Chlorine pool?
Yes. Bleach water with the chlorine.
Let's get into my top five stories of the week. Now, you already know it's my top five stories. Why, Nicholas?
What's that?
Why are these the top five stories?
Because you say so.
No.
No?
I don't remember it, and I don't give a shit.
Beyonce is preparing a Las Vegas residency in 2020 and will become the highest paid entertainer on the strip. Celine. It's what she deserves, okay? How do you feel? Now, this won't be the first time that Beyonce has done a residency in Vegas. If you don't recall, as I didn't until I was told by this article, Beyonce recorded part of her I Am World Tour documentary thing in Las Vegas. So that was considered her first residency. But this time, she'll be the highest paid. Lady Gaga, that's why you have to go make makeup because, honey, Las Vegas ain't paying you.
What's the question?
There's no question.
You know who's going to probably eventually get paid more than Beyonce will be Adele. Because I think she's been like, people have been wanting her to perform a residency for a very long time.
Don't nobody want to hear Adele's sad ass music. Girl, go eat a potluck.
But anyway, I'm for anybody going and doing a residency because it's like that. It's super.
I feel like we've talked
for them. And then it's also, it's good. Like people can just fly into Vegas.
I feel like we've talked about residencies every time we've been on the podcast.
Yeah, because they just constantly happen. Here's the thing. America, why don't we have residencies in LA? I'm not going to Vegas to see someone perform. It's just not going to happen. Bring it to LA. That's true. It somewhere I want to go. I don't want to go to Vegas. I'm sorry. There's nothing happening in Vegas.
But it's because it's the tourist. It's 100% tourists in Vegas versus right. LA. It's like not that.
Exactly.
And there's like a lot of money in that city. So like a hotel makes so much money that they can afford to shell out that much money.
Wait, right. So I was spaced out when this happened. Beyonce's making more money than Lady Gaga in the
residency? Yes. Anyone who's ever.
Than anyone ever.
Everyone. That's fine. You know, Sheryl Crow? Sorry, not you.
That'd be crazy.
Sheryl Crow? Right.
Wouldn't that be crazy if she was the number one?
Who's the one country singer that has a residency?
Shania Twain.
Yeah, different.
Different Canadian.
Different.
Sheryl Crow
is not Canadian, yeah.
She's Canadian adjacent. She's from America.
Yeah, okay, you're right. You know
we're
what?
We're all Canadian.
We all have to bow down when we're wrong. We're wrong in this
situation. Yeah. Barrielle Union got fired only after one season as a panelist on America's Got Talent.
Same with Julian Huff.
Exactly, but we're not talking about that bisexual. The show has previously.
Is she bi?
Yeah.
Is she really?
She yeah. Came out,
she came out as bisexual in like a Shape magazine article.
And recently?
Like this year. And she came out as a brave bisexual that her husband supported her.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Cool. I didn't know that. Gabrielle Union.
It's 20 by teen, so she had to come out.
Uh-huh.
The show has previously been criticized for its rotating female judges, while Simon Cowell and Howie Mandel remained mainstays on the panel, but I digress. Allegedly, Gabrielle was fired after calling out racist culture on set and imploring the show's producers to report the incident to Human Resources. The incident in question, Gabrielle and the rest of the panelists witnessed Jay Leno and his big ass chin, who was taping a separate segment in the production building, make a racist joke. Jay allegedly commented on a painting of Cowell surrounded by his dogs. Jay said Simon's dogs looked like they would be on the menu at a Korean restaurant. When Gabrielle heard that come out of Jay Leno's mouth, she went to the producers and told them to report it to Human Resources, but it was never escalated. There was also another incident in which a white contestant on the show appeared to make his hands black, whatever that means, while impersonating Beyonce during an audition. Now, I don't know if that means like he did something with his hands that would be black related, or if he did like black hands on his hands.
He did?
But I don't. Yeah. Oh, he did.
Wow.
When Union said that the live audience shouldn't have to be subjected to something really insensitive, the producers still allowed the performer to go on stage and just said, we'll take it out later. In addition, Gabrielle was told multiple times that her hairstyles she graced on the show were deemed too black.
By who?
Probably producers.
America. When you say that's too black, do you realize what you say? Knock it off. Following Union's exit from America's Got Talent, the SAG-AFTRA performer labor's union launched a formal investigation to her time on the show and her firing.
I think how she's handling this is absolutely great. I'm sure she's the one who leaked it, her team, like the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
I love that Julianne Hough is being exactly what I thought she was, which is silent.
No, she came out and she said, I was also fired.
Oh,
but I enjoyed my time on the show.
Yeah. She's playing into the game, yeah, though, because she doesn't want to rock the boat.
Do you think there was a feud between Gabrielle and Julianne?
No. I think it was.
In fact, I know there was.
If you look at all of Simon Cowell's shows.
I have some intel.
Oh, I want to hear this. All of his shows, you can see he just uses, like, all of the guys, they. Sorry. Okay. I'll just get really close to the mic.
You could put the mic stand up. The whole stand can go up.
Oh,
we
can.
Just talk.
Oh, Jesus.
Just fucking talk, dude.
Anyway, if you look at all of Simon Cowell's shows, it's like the guys are like these old dudes.
Mm-hmm. White.
And who gives a shit who they bring in, because they're dudes. But they use all of the female panelists as people to bring in a market. Mm-hmm. So it's like Demi Lovato on X Factor was bringing in younger people. He had, I think, the singer Paulina Rubio to bring in like a Spanish audience. Mm-hmm. It's like Nicole Scherzinger, like the people in the UK, like Cheryl Cole. Like, mm-hmm, these are all like, they're supposed to be eye candy and like bring in a market. And that's all that they serve.
Okay, so now that Gabrielle and Julianne are gone, who do we want now?
Jamiroquai and
are they still alive?
Mosley.
Ali. Oh, okay.
No, I don't like either of those.
How about
Paula Deen? No, I'm thinking the Pink Power Ranger.
Oh, Kimberly?
Kimberly. Mm-hmm. Because what is she doing?
And the Blue Power Ranger.
And the blue, that maggot.
The gay one.
Johnny Weir. And
I don't think there's anyone talented enough to host that show.
It's not host, it's just the panelists.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Here's the thing, honestly, Raven Simone.
Oh, she got she in trouble for anything. Drag Race, remember? Well, not really. Like, they didn't show it, but like she apparently like made Adore Delano want to quit because she was so harsh with her critiques.
I know, I feel that way too. I really
did
do.
Did she hurt your feelings?
I know.
Honey,
I feel that
get
way
a better
too.
Drag then, honey. Okay. If your drag wasn't up to par with Raven Simone, then do better.
What are you allowed to share any tea on the supposed feud?
No.
Okay. All right.
Well, everyone knows that Dakota Fanning had her time when she gave us legendary roles like Uptown Girls, but it's now Fanning's time,
yeah,
as
actually,
you know.
I can share a little.
Let's go back. Just
so Julianne did blackface a long time ago, yeah, or a while back.
Yeah.
And Gabrielle like confronted her about that when they were
right
on it.
Yeah,
together.
But she actually didn't she like come out and really apologize for that and felt like super remorseful.
Yeah, but that's what she wanted you to believe, honey. She's an actress. Haven't you seen her in Burlesque?
Yeah, she's one of the best actresses of our generation. Anyway, Elle Fanning.
So anyways, I don't know where the hell I am. Now, the IRL sisters are going to be playing sisters opposite each other in the adaptation of the novel The Nightingale. Now, I don't know what this movie this book is about, but it allegedly follows the story of two sisters coming of age in France at the eve of World War II and their struggle to survive the German occupation of their country. Now, The Nightingale will be the first time that... One of the sisters said, The Nightingale will be the first time we are on screen together. We have played the same character at different ages, but we've never spoken to each other in front of a camera. Nice. For years, we have looked for a film to do that with one of another, and this gem appeared. As sisters, to share artistry with each other while bringing such a powerful sister story to life is a dream come true. We are so lucky to have our fearless director, Melanie Laurent, to guide us along on this journey. Let's do this, sister.
I love this.
I love it. I love them. They're both amazing. They're both beautiful. They both went to school right down the street. I'm here for it.
I'm more of a Kate and Rooney.
Oh,
they both cannot act.
Wait, who am I talking about?
You're talking about Mara sisters.
I think Rooney Mara is a little bit overrated.
I think they both can't act. And when she said she never had pie, she was canceled.
Oh, yeah. That scene when she eats the pie. It's so fucking funny. It is so funny. Like, it's just so weird.
I never saw it in the blue.
I never saw it. But when she said she had never eaten pie and that she was crying because they had to make her eat a pie, I was like, girl, bye. There's people literally dying. Like,
you got to understand her. Like, she comes from a family that owns two NFL teams. Yeah. Like,
so she.
And they are that wealthy. Like,
that's why she never learned to act. She was just like, oh, I need a hobby. Oh, let me act.
Now, Elle Fanning is an undercover legend with that pop star movie she did.
Yes.
Teen Spirit.
I already called it the best movie of 2019.
It's really good.
There's absolutely no chance.
I saw it 1.5 times in the theaters.
And then you walked out.
1.5.
Well, the first time I saw it, as everyone knows, if you listen to the podcast, I went to the Arclight before it was at AMC, even though I have the AMC pass, because I wanted to see it opening day.
Yeah.
But I was sat in auditorium number 10 at the Arclight, and it smelled like a dead body in there. And I do have a theory that the wife is buried underneath the seats in auditorium 10.
The wife of?
The Scientology owner, because Scientology owns Arclight.
Shelly Miscavige.
Shelly Miscavige.
That's where she's hiding?
She's buried.
But she's hidden.
Because let me tell you, it smelled like a dead body, and nobody said nothing. There was 3 other people in the theater. Everyone was sitting there quietly. The movie person that, you know, introduced the movie didn't say anything. I had to leave, and, you know, I don't go with confrontation, so I walked out. I was pissed. I spent $21 because it was 18 plus 3 to park, and then I went back that night all the way to Century City to see it.
It's rare when we get to sit across from someone with this worldview. So what did you think of Parasite?
Parasite was the third best movie of the year. It was so good. Okay, let me tell you.
But what's second best?
The second best movie of the year? Climax. The French dance thriller.
Oh, I've heard good things about it. I need to see it.
Okay.
I liked my favorite of the year so far is A Marriage Story.
I haven't seen it on Netflix yet.
Yeah, I watched it at the Vista.
He likes A Marriage Story more than Parasite.
Yeah.
And more than
What did Scarlett Johansson play? An African woman or a Chinese woman?
All of them. She played them all. She's very versatile. Yeah.
What was your favorite movie of the year?
Parasite.
Parasite was good, but have you seen Teen Spirit?
Yes. I'm the one who brought it up.
I told somebody that Parasite, I thought objectively is a better movie, but like for me personally, I thought A Marriage Story was like better. That's me being subjective.
Okay, but if you were to vote on a ballot for the Academy Awards, would you be like, it spoke to my personal thing, so I'm voting for that, but even though objectively Parasite's a better movie?
But they're so close. It's just because they're different stories. It's really, really hard sometimes.
This is why straight white male movies constantly win.
Right. And like, because none of you guys are talking. None of you guys.
Voting from your frame of reference.
None of you guys
of
are talking about Queen and Slim, but because y'all didn't see
it.
Did you see it?
Yeah. And it was, cried. It was bad. Well, I never drink. And I went pretty drunk. I literally never drink anymore. And I drank because it was Thanksgiving. And then we went to see it. And I cried. I performed crying the whole time. So I was like, wow. So sad the whole time. It's sad, but also it's really slow and really boring.
It's so slow and boring. And also it's like, I mean, you could have just turned yourself in the beginning. I mean, it was self-defense.
Oh, that wouldn't have worked.
I know it would have worked, but I mean, the movie was too fucking long. I mean, we already saw Bonnie and Clyde. We knew how it was going to end. Like, we could have cut out 3 of the car changes. You know what I mean? They keep fucking changing the car. We get it.
You have to change your car a lot when you're on the lam, okay?
Right.
You have to change license plates.
Nicholas would know.
The car, you just can't stay stagnant. You can't stay in the same car. You have to change your wardrobe. You have to do quick changes.
Okay, but did you watch 21 Bridges?
No, God no. Why would anyone watch that movie? Why did that movie get made? If we don't
support, you know, other voices in the film industry, but we're going to keep getting movies with Jennifer Lawrence. Is that what you want?
No.
Well, she wasn't in anything this year, was she?
Luckily.
But also, like,
dodged the bullet.
21 Bridges is a movie that would have came out in the early 2000s. I don't need to see
it. Yeah, it was really bad, to be honest. And you could tell from the first 5 minutes how it was going to end.
Sure. Next topic, please.
Yeah. Chad's bored.
I Feel Pretty is a top 10 film of all time, and I stand here. I stand here on a hill that I will die on because it is factual. And Amy Schumer is threatening legal action against her personal trainer for torturing her with killer workouts. Amy trolled her trainer, AJ Fisher, with an Instagram post showing a cease and desist letter drafted by her attorney, Isaac Denham.
This is real?
It's real.
Oh, my God.
The letter says...
She's gone crazy.
The letter says, she's a mother, that's why. The letter says, Dear Mrs. Fisher.
Hear that, mothers?
We are the attorneys for Amy Schumer, an internationally known actress, comedian, and high-profile public figure. Oh, it has come to our attention that while Ms. Schumer has engaged you to perform simple physical training for her, you have instead forced Ms. Schumer to perform extreme and unduly punishing physical exercise well outside the bounds of normal physical training. Indeed, Ms. Schumer has been unable to perform simply daily tasks like walking and picking up her child as a result of such exercise. Your blatant disregard of Amy Schumer's physical well-being can only be interpreted as a deliberate effort to cause Ms. Schumer emotional distress, potential physical injury, and lost revenue. It may even be determined to be a violation of her human rights. Accordingly, demand is hereby made that you immediately cease and desist such torment on Amy Schumer and modify your personal training sessions to...
Wait. I mean, the world has to know this is all a joke.
Yeah, it's all a joke.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thank God.
Well, I don't want to read this anymore. I like this story. This is funny. This is what we need in 2019. We need like fun stories like this. We love Amy Schumer.
This is funny. She was joking the whole time while he was doing it. She's like, I'm going to sue you. This is... Yeah. He was training her and pushing her hard. She's like, yeah. I'll fucking sue you. And then she mentioned on like a podcast or something, like, I'm threatening legal action towards my trainer for pushing me too hard.
Yeah. Okay. And honestly, Amy, I feel God. Like I want to sue my trainer too. I hate working
like,
out.
She did draft, or like his legal team drafted a thing towards her, but all also in a joke. It was like pushing a bit to the farthest level. She bought ad space on a bench saying... Have you been injured by...
And then he took a photo with it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really funny, actually. Okay.
Good. I love it. Honestly, sorry, Tiffany. Amy's funnier this year. You know, Tiffany just had her special come out.
Yeah. No, it's always between them. And I don't... Only one of them can exist in one space.
Exactly.
And I think we need to keep perpetuating that.
Yeah. I do love that Tiffany Hold on. I do love that Tiffany Haddish... is like shameless in the sense that she's like, I'm just take every movie role, I'm making money as long as I can, and like she's fucking doing it.
Here's the thing, Tiffany. I have been your supporter since Girls Trip. I didn't know you before that. I'm sorry. I mean, were you a guest star on That's So Raven? Yes. Tiffany, you have more range in that one line on That's So Raven than you've had in your whole career in the last 4 years. Tiffany, we need to stop playing the same character. I mean, you did have a different role in The Kitchen, but that was one out of 20 films you've been in. Like, you playing the same girl. It's the same thing in your stand-up. It's the same thing in your movies. Same thing in your audiobook. Literally, if you see her in That's So Raven, the range, she had it. Now, she doesn't. Come on, Tiffany.
Well, can we ask a question about what's with the people, the celebrities posting their phone number, their quote-unquote phone number, and being like, text me. Like Amy Schumer in her bio. She's like, my phone number's in my bio. Text me.
I don't think it's her real number. I think
I know it's
like,
fake, but then what's the point of it? Is it
data
mining
like,
collection?
Well, I think it's like, because I know Kim Petras does it also. It's like you get like automated response backs when you text it.
Yeah, but what?
It's like a computer you're texting.
What's the, why would, as a celebrity, why would you want that?
Just for something for your fans to do. Yeah.
Stupid. Why are they making like the most.
Look, if you're a fan and you're stupid as hell to do that, then that's on you. You can't blame the celebrity because they're probably getting money from the data carriers for all the texts. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Okay.
There you go.
I smell something fishy.
Yeah, close your legs. Kendall Jenner was spotted in Miami lounging on a boat in an orange bikini reading. Now, Kendall was, quote unquote, reading a book titled Tonight I'm Someone Else by Christina Hodson, a collection of essays described as a thorough, passionate account of women's life experiences. Now, the book had post-its all through it as to make us believe that Kendall was actually reading and taking notes. Maybe she's doing a book report. I don't know. I didn't know the girl could read.
You want to take this?
Yeah, she's gay.
Yeah. Wait, is that Kindle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was Kylie's
I'm
the one that made
I'm just putting this in the filing cabinet of evidence that she's gay.
Yeah.
She's reading women's
essays. A collection
essays.
Of women's essays.
Yeah, and the only people who read.
And the only people that like put post-its in a book, lesbians. I've never done that in my life.
Yeah.
This
lesbians
is fair.
Lesbians are obsessed with post-its.
Yeah. And one of our friends, Connor, has been infamously known for putting post-its in his book. And we always said he's the lesbian of gay men.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at that hair.
He's very Tilda Swinton, which is like she's not a lesbian, but she might as well be.
Yeah, exactly. Based on physical appearance and her love of post-its.
Can y'all do this somewhere else?
Nope.
Like this inside joke that y'all have in?
It's not really that inside, is it?
I beg to differ, Julian. I think a lot of the audience right now is busting up laughing.
Okay, well then keep busting because I have to go outside for a second. Okay, bye.
He's not going outside. He's going to take a shit.
No, right, because I got this cookies for my sister and she's here.
Julian got cookies for his sister. He's walking out.
Do you think this is going to make it into the show?
No. But what would we say if it did make it into the show?
He's giving a gift to his sister. He's like, can you hurry?
Okay, what, we have this opportunity without him on the mic.
Guys, if you think we should host another podcast again, because we have been out of the game for a while.
Yeah, we used to host a Drag Race podcast, but yeah. Then 1,000 people started and we were like, eh.
Yeah. So just
let us
know.
What's the new thing?
What is the new thing? You want to do a Succession podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to edit this all out.
Yeah.
In the new segment, I want to call Are You Buying It? I want to know if you're going to be buying these next
buy few. Yet.
In the new segment, I want to call Are You Buy Yet? I want to know, are you going to be buying these next few things? Mariah Carey wants to release a Christmas cookbook filled with her secret holiday recipes. Are you buying it?
LOL.
No.
Well, actually, this is a new thing I'm putting on. I'll put it here because why? Who gives a fuck? I go like this. LOL.
Workshop it. Maybe.
What's happening?
I'm just, that's my response to that.
Okay.
LOL.
I would skim it in a Barnes & Noble, but I'm not going to buy.
Brad Pitt hasn't cried in 20 years. Quote, I am quite famously a non-crier. Is that a term? I hadn't cried in like 20 years. Now I find myself at this later stage much more moved. Moved by my kids, moved by my friends, moved by the news. Just moved. I think it's a good sign. I don't know where it's going, but I think it's a good sign. Are you buying it?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm buying it.
In a new segment on the call.
Yeah, it's two different. You, one of them was a product. The other was a sentiment.
Thank you for getting it.
Yeah.
In a new segment on a call, Do You Care? Pantone announced its 20th anniversary color of the year, Classic Blue, as an homage to the first...
Blue.
As an homage to the first ever color of the year, Cerulean. Pantone says the color highlights dependability, trustworthiness, credibility, and consistency, and also gender.
Did it say
do
gender?
You care? No.
Do I care that
I thought
blue
it was
the
segment was
the
buying it.
No, this is a new segment called Do You Care?
Do I care that blue is the color of the year?
Classic blue.
I care.
Like, do you feel like that should be the 20th color of the year?
Sure. Yeah.
No, I don't care.
I love blue. You know, I'm infamous.
Yeah, but do you care that Pantone
is the classic
yes,
blue?
Because, truly, the Pantone colors, like, will...
Because remember, in, like, 2012, it was, everything. Like, a salmon pink.
And that's when everything happened.
Right, yeah. Like, no,
and then the next year, what did we get? We got...
Joanne.
We got Art Pop. We got... Ariana Grande.
I don't
we got
know what's happening.
Lord. We got Bangers. We got the Katy Perry Dark Horse album.
Urch. Those all had salmon...
Urch, skidding on the brakes.
LOL.
LOL.
Ian. Now, do you care? Ian Smolderholder told Andy Cohen that he first had sex at 13 and learned how to have it
who?
By spying on his older brothers when they were having sex.
Ian Smolderholder.
Oh, God.
He spied on his brother?
There's
a fucking hot porno.
He said he would. He said that it was in like the cold ass winter time and wherever he's from where there's snow and shit. And he would bundle up all his clothes. His mama said, where are you going? He said, oh, outside to play or something. And he would go outside his brother's window and pinch the blinds to see his brother having sex. And that's how he learned to have sex at 13. That he had sex at 13.
I have intel that he's an egomaniac, mean person. Hmm. But I thought he was so hot in The Rules of Attraction.
Oh, and Lost, too.
And dancing in his underwear on the bed.
Mm. I honestly never see him in anything. I think I only know him because he's, like, married to, like, another actress that's never in anything. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. They're all who's.
In a new segment, I want to call in Amanda Bynes News. Amanda Bynes has returned to Instagram after a two-month hiatus. She took that note from me because I did take a hiatus too from this fucking podcast. She posted a selfie of herself with the caption "Geisha Girl Vibes." Amanda was seen with faded green hair with blonde roots, a plaid collared button up, a blazer, and a fur coat. Is that geisha?
No, and
does she mean the Harajuku?
Even then, I don't think it quite fits in there.
I think we really got to treat Amanda Bynes with kids' gloves these days.
Yeah,
I don't.
Geisha vibe. Also, it's like every aspect. Of
like how she spelled it, like Geisha vibes. You know how there's like those people that do like gamer
G-day vibes.
Yeah, the gay gamers.
Yeah, so she should have done like geisha.
Geisha.
Miley.
In Arm & Hammer. In Arm & Hammer's Over Party, we will not let you forget the time Army Hammer recorded a video of his baby son sucking his toe and posted it to Instagram.
Wait, his what?
His baby son.
his baby son. I didn't hear any of what you, Army Hammer's canceled because he did what?
Well, I'm first doing a backstory before I tell you why he's officially canceled. We will not forget the time this year when he posted a video of his son sucking his toe.
Oh, he did?
Wow.
For 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
On his Instagram?
Yeah. His Instagram story.
That's funny, actually.
On his story.
But now the controversial actor has gone a step further and is basically doing bestiology, allegedly, okay? Now, on an episode of Running Wild. On an episode of Running Wild with Bear Grylls, Armie Hammer drank milk directly from a goat's udder. He wrapped his non-existent white lips around the goat's titty, sucked fluids out of it, and I'm thoroughly disgusted.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't have lips, does he?
White people just don't have it.
He has a chin.
How much Botox, I mean, how much lip fillers did you get?
6K or whatever, 6 ounces, whatever people the measurement
lips.
Is.
I feel like I have lips.
But yeah, how many dicks did you suck to get it? How many dicks did you suck to get it?
When I was like 5, like maybe like 3.
Oh, your dad's toes or something.
Oh my God. Armie Hammer has like hot friends. Adam Demos. Hello.
Okay. Are you guys going to address this story about him sucking milk from an actual ghost titty?
No. It feels like a cry for help.
Aaron Johnson has nudes.
Oh yeah. Aaron. Yeah. Instead of this story, can we talk about Aaron Taylor Johnson's nudes that just came out?
Can I see him? Cause he's hot.
Yeah. I'll bring him up while you talk about the next story.
I think everyone's convinced it's in a movie that he's wearing like a prosthetic, but I don't think so.
Honestly, that's fine. It could be prosthetic. I don't care.
I don't know if it is or not, but it's hot. And if I show you this, we're all going to get boners.
Okay. I'm ready. Wait, why is it in your text message thread?
Because I texted, Nick texted me about it, and then I texted Michael Henry.
Oh, Michael Henry, that nasty dog.
Yeah, because he's a nasty dog, and I thought, hey.
There you go. You can just scroll through.
So, yeah, we're looking at the pictures.
We're going to get, this is like Julian Reacts series.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah. There's actually like a clip you can watch.
I want to know what.
Wait, it's a gay sex scene?
No, mm-hmm. It's like gay fear scene.
Yeah. Which just kind of plays into some things that I'm into, you know.
Honestly, I'm buying it. We all know twinks have big dicks, so.
He's not a twink.
I mean, he's like a glorified twink,
he's
okay?
He's like an otter.
He's skinny as fuck.
That's what I'm saying, a twink.
I know. I guess I don't know why I said he's not.
Chad.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. You need to report to us something that happened to you today live in person.
Oh my God.
This is your segment. What's his name again? Yes. Okay. And this is a new segment called What Kevin Hart Orders at Starbucks. Today I was working on a sketch because I'm a comedian. Ugh. I do comedy. And I was working on a sketch because I'm a comedian. I do comedy at Starbucks in the Valley. And Kevin Hart walked in and he was wearing Nikes. Sweatpants with a zipper on the butt.
Okay.
And
a zipper on the back part.
Yeah. And then
do you have them on backwards?
Mm-mm. And then
that's very homoerotic.
Yeah, you open it for his little hole. And then like a nice sweatshirt of sorts. And then he had AirPods in, and he was talking on the phone. And then he kind of seemed kind of a little nervous. And then he chatted up the barista, and the barista was really swooning over him, and she just kept smiling and like kind of giving flirty eyes. And then I waited around, and they called his name. It was Kevin, and he perked up, and then he got like a blackberry tea or whatever. It's like a red
refresher,
tea.
One of the refreshers,
yeah, one of like a shaken teas thing.
So he needed a lot of caffeine because that has a lot of caffeine in it.
Fuck are you talking about?
That's an energy drink.
Out of a place that sells coffee, you think a shaken tea is?
Can I add?
Those are energy drinks. Those refreshers have a lot of caffeine.
Do they add energy? They add like an energy packet.
Yeah.
Even if it's just a black tea, it's less than anything.
Can
else
I do a segment on top of the segment that's very similar?
Look, I've never been a barista before, so I just don't know. But I feel like those have a lot of caffeine.
Why?
Because it's called a refresher. They say like it's like a midday pick-me-up.
Pick-me-up, not a morning pick-me-up. Morning pick-me-up would have all the caffeine. Midday, you don't want all of it because you don't want to crash again later.
Oh my God, what the
anyway. I
want to do
a
segment on top of this because it reminds me of something. So it's what does Drake order at a bar?
We don't talk about Drake on this podcast. He is a groomer. Sorry, we got to move forward.
You already talked about him in the opening.
Right, because we're going to talk about it later, but we can't talk about his personal life.
Can this be a segue into it?
What did he order?
Okay.
It better not be a young girl.
Well, no, apparently Drake likes to order champagne with muddled strawberries.
Yum.
Yum, but also what?
Okay, Goldie did that first on Flavor of Love. What are we talking about?
But it's just like that's what Drake drinks all night.
I love
champagne muddled with strawberries.
I would do that.
But it like, sounds good.
But his like for his image, do you think that like that would shit? Like,
yes, yeah, we know he's a sensitive rapper.
Oh my lord!
The one that talk that is so sensitive, he can only talk to teenage girls.
And I love when someone who's like masculine and fucks little girls orders a sweet drink like that.
It's cute,
you guys. Let's get into Extra Extra Theater. Please open up your PDF.
Do you
okay.
have like a segment? Do you have like music for this segment?
No, you know, we're not that professional here. I don't have anyone helping me with this podcast. My network doesn't do shit.
Forever dog.
Okay, listen, Linda. Nicholas, you're going to be stage. You're going to be...
my dream come true.
You're going to be Forrest. And you're going to be Vicky.
I'm Vicky.
I better have a meaty part.
Wait.
Your stage?
And I ain't talking
Forrest,
about my dick.
Uh-huh. Vicky.
I better have a meaty part and I'm not talking about my dick. I better have a meaty part and I'm not talking
about my dick. Okay, we get it. You have a big dick. Chad, you're going to be Shannon.
Okay.
No, sorry, I'm Shannon. You're gonna be Bronwyn. And you're going to be...
Oh, yeah, I have one line.
You're going to be Bronwyn. And you're going to be Kelly. And then I'll be Tamara and Shannon.
Oh my God. Okay, here we go. All right. Lights up.
Okay, talking to the mic.
Yeah.
Exterior.
No.
The title.
Say the title.
Oh my God.
Is that just for us, Nick?
Do
you think you put that on the script just for us three to read?
What is this stage? What is this piece called? Okay.
All right. Pee on it. Exterior. The squeaky tiki. Miami. Day. The ladies of the Real Housewives of Orange County arrive at the Squeaky Tiki, a cruising tiki bar that docks at a sandbar. The ladies get in the waist-deep water. Vicky pees in the water.
Oh, my God. Are you okay, Bronwyn?
What happened? You got stung?
Yeah, there's like something in my butt for real.
It's like sponge that gives you like a chemical kind of burn.
I saw it on an episode of Friends.
Yeah, it's totally red.
Yeah, I know.
Let me see.
It's like a jellyfish sting. Can someone urinate on it?
Get out of the water. Someone. No, that's
was that
me?
Me.
Yeah, Jesus.
Oh, someone. Someone. Jellyfish.
Nick?
I'm not
that's
sure.
Me. No, no, it's not a jellyfish.
There's a jellyfish.
Tamara, Emily, and Kelly rush out of the water. Tamara climbs back onto the floating bar. Emily tries to climb up, but can't get up. Kelly helps her by pushing her up. Kelly climbs up.
Hey, can you, but if you pee on it, it feels like there's something in her ass. You need to pee on it.
That's you again. Julian?
Julian's enjoying this.
This is your line?
Julian, anytime.
I feel like I can pee on it.
Jillian, do you need one of us to take it?
No, it's let him okay. Let him learn from this. What? Say the line, man.
We're supposed to be
have you seen this episode?
No.
Like they're not doing piss play on the real
hospital. Okay, read it.
I feel like I can pee on you. You just have to get down to all fours so I can pee on you.
No, we are not doing that. Great. Everything's fine.
Scene.
What a nightmare.
Is that the end of that scene on the show?
No.
There must have been a button, right?
Originally I was going to do the fight that happens after this, but then I was like, I just want to transcribe the pee part. When have we seen piss play on the Real Housewives? Never.
Can't be true. There has to be another scene about pee. I feel like I'm remembering somewhere along the line in Atlanta.
Oh, you know what? I think in the Real Housewives of DC, when that woman snuck into the White House, I think she had a piss play party after.
Was that... They recorded that?
Yeah.
Bravo recorded her sneaking into the White House?
Yes.
Oh, so that whole thing was for the show?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Lame. Lame. Potomac's where it's at.
I don't watch it. You guys, let's get into two extra or just enough. I'm going to report five more stories. You know how it works. I want to know, do you think it's two extra or just enough? We go through this every time.
Wait, this is new to me.
Jason. Jason Derulo.
Oh, hell yeah. His little eggplant.
Just say his name.
His hog.
Jason Derulo.
Wait, my turn.
Jason Derulo.
Is angry that Instagram removed his photo from violating their guidelines. The photo they in did? Question is Jason in black boxers showing VPL.
What the fuck?
Yeah, quote, y'all ain't gonna believe this. Instagram took down my body pic. They took down my body pic. Hey, listen, all these girls showing their ass and all kinds of crazy
shit. I know,
shit,
what the hell?
And I have underwear on and body and they took my pic down. It's discrimination. Like, I understand I can't help my size, but you can't take down my pic.
Also, it definitely was photoshopped, you stupid
idiot. Well, he said that he was mildly erect in the photo.
Okay.
But I digress.
Mildly, you're definitely, if you were erect, you were fully erect. The way it was positioned, it was completely standing upright.
Yeah.
It was, no, like, it was to the side.
Yeah, but like, it wasn't like to the side, like curving up or down at all. Right. It was just like, foink, straight ahead.
Anyways, adult site Camp Soda is offering Jason up to $500,000 to post thirst traps over the next 6 months, and they can be in his underwear. He doesn't have to take off his underwear.
It's Cam just, Soda?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
This is just enough for me.
What is Cam Soda?
I don't know. This is just enough.
Yeah.
And honestly, Instagram, let him put his photo back up. If he wants to show off VPL, let him show off VPL.
VPL is absolutely Instagram safe, in my opinion.
Yeah, Chad, now are you showing off your meaty VPL or no?
Yeah.
Well, I've never seen it.
No, I would never do that.
So why you keep plugging in on this podcast?
What did I say? I better have a meaty part.
You said like my meaty dick. and then you also said you post nudes to your Instagram, which I've never seen.
Yeah, Chad, what is this about?
Chad, what's the truth?
I have a Finsta that I post nudes.
What's
on.
Finsta?
It's a fake Instagram for just a select few people.
Handle.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really?
No, it's at Chad Waybray.
Chad Waybray.
Anna Ferris wheel should have died, to be honest. That would have been a more entertaining story. But anyways, I digress. She celebrated the Thanksgiving holiday at a rented vacation home in Lake Tahoe, California with family last week when several guests complained of feeling ill. The group of 13 at first wrote it off as potential altitude sickness, but two guests headed to the hospital where carbon monoxide was determined to be the culprit.
Oh my God.
That's when first responders were called to check up on the other 11 guests. After inspecting the rental home, the safety crew said that the living space had more than 6 times the maximum recommended indoor carbon monoxide levels, even with windows and doors open for ventilation. Oof. Everyone was then treated for their symptoms, and 2 more were taken to the hospital for care. In a statement released to her Twitter feed, Anna Ferris said, I'm not quite sure how to express gratitude to the North Lake Tahoe Fire Department. We were saved from carbon monoxide. It's a stupid, dramatic story, but I feel very fortunate. Do we think Chris Pratt had something to do with this?
No, but I do think his new wife, the Schwarzenegger girl,
had something to do with
yes,
it.
Yes, absolutely.
It was her and Mildred the maid. They went in and they, you know, punctured some lines in the barbecue or something.
Mm-hmm. I feel bad for him.
The indoor barbecue. They punctured the holes in the indoor barbecue.
They have an indoor barbecue?
Yeah, apparently. Jillian's World.
He's a psychopath.
Too extra or just enough?
Too extra.
It's too extra.
No,
just Anna, enough. You should have died. You should have died.
It's just enough. Guys, carbon monoxide is no joke. People die all the time.
You're saying she should have died like you wish she did?
The story would have been more entertaining. Like, what if we were reporting Anna Faris died from carbon monoxide? Like, then that would have been like a PSA of like, make sure to, you know, you get your mammogram every year. Make sure you check every year for your carbon monoxide.
Do you have a therapist?
Not anymore.
I'm just wondering if you've ever been diagnosed with a personality disorder.
I haven't, but someone did say I'm on the spectrum.
Well, to be fair, Chad really likes to diagnose people with borderline personality disorder.
I mean, I probably have it because
narcissistic personality disorder, borderline personality, or sociopath.
I probably have all 5 of those because here's the thing. Like, as you know, I do have a hard time connecting with people. So maybe there is something there. I don't know. We'll never know.
I do love doing that.
You connect with me. What?
I do love doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's like the second you see anything like a literal
red
flag. They have a borderline. They're borderline.
To be fair,
you do know a lot of people.
There are at least 3 people in my life that have a personality disorder.
Yes. Yeah. It's not.
Who? You and the people in your head?
I won't name them. That's crazy. That would be insane.
Name them. Ricky Lake, Sally Jesse Raphael, and
Chad.
Maury Povich.
Oh, you almost kind of got. There was almost like a pattern there that I was like, you're saying, you know, without saying it.
Chad.
What?
With your eyes, tell me who.
And Julian's getting off on this.
Jason Momoa. Called out the homophobic Chris Pratt for using plastic water bottles. In a photo posted to Instagram, the most least talented Chris posed in a gym setting wearing workout clothes and holding a plastic bottle. Now, Zoe Kravitz's stepdad was not feeling it. He commented, bro, I love you, but what the fuck with the water bottle? No single-use plastic. Come on.
Who's the least talented Chris?
Chris Pratt. Now, he replied, Aquaman. You're completely right. Damn it. I always carry my big gallon-sized reusable water jug around with me, too. I even had it that day. If I remember correctly, somebody threw the plastic bottle to me in the photo shoot because I don't know what to do with my hands.
I'd say.
I never know what to do with my hands. So uncomfortable. For real, bro. Love you, buddy. My bad. I don't want your home of Atlantis covered in plastic. Hear that, kids? Reduce, reuse, recycle. Sounds like a bunch of excuses to me.
Yeah. Also, I think Hemsworth. Yeah.
No, he's good.
Hemsworth, Pratt, and Evans. Is that the competition?
Yeah, because the thing is with him, if you watch, you should watch Bad Times at the El Royale. Chris,
I did.
Hemsworth is great.
Yeah, did you watch Men in Black?
Yes, and he's
I haven't
just
watched
okay
either of those.
What?
In Men in Black?
Oh, I didn't watch
that. I've never seen Chris Hemsworth in a movie, and I've never seen Chris Pratt in a movie. But let me tell you, Chris Pratt is a homophobe, and he's a known homophobe.
Honestly?
So I don't support it.
Evans?
No.
It's the hottest one.
He's not the least talented.
Yeah, have you seen him in Fantastic Four?
I might think Pratt's the most talented.
What has he been in?
Pratt?
Parks and Rec.
Never seen it.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Never heard of it.
He did that movie.
He
kind of
just does the same thing always, though.
Jurassic World.
Never seen
okay,
it.
Okay, he's the least talented.
Yeah, there you go. And you like start to compare everything.
So is this two extra just enough?
Two extra. Because here's the thing is I doubt that Jason Momoa is shading people on his, on his movie sets. Because guess what, guys? Movie sets and television shows and all that, they are the worst. There's so many fucking water bottles.
Yeah, take it
waste
from you.
Yeah, since you're on all these movie sets.
On his movie set.
Oh, my God. Is this world-renowned actor Nicholas Wagner in my presence? Oh, my God. Grammy nominated?
Hey, guys, who works on a TV show?
You not you?
Yeah, I
you
do.
Work on set at a TV show.
Yes, I work on set.
The set.
But the office is right above the studios.
With
where they
the
film.
Stage lights and everything.
Yeah.
All the stage lights, baby. Craft services.
Uh-huh. I get catering, bitch.
So you're just saying crafty is a lot of waste.
Yeah, it's a ton of water bottles they go through. Like, it's crazy.
Great. Let's outlaw them.
I'm just saying they don't care.
Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro's claimed that Leonardo DiCaprio, who has long been committed environmentalist like that little Greta girl, funded the devastating wildfires in the Amazon. Quote, this Leonardo DiCaprio is a cool guy, right? Giving money to torch the Amazon. Now, the Trump of the tropics said that
this is like not a story.
It's already too extra. I can't.
It's stupid.
It.
Okay, then we'll move on.
They were just like saying this thing that isn't true. And
he's
then,
a troll. The president's yeah, a fucking exactly. asshole. Yeah.
Fine. Finally, my last story in the podcast, and you guys can leave.
Thank
oh
God.
Oh my God. Billie Eilish is canceled, according to Lady Gaga's ban of thirsty tween gays. While chatting about her Grammy nomination with her brother. Billy took a moment to reflect on memorable fashion moments of the past. Quote, I used to judge all the girls' dresses. That's all I did. I barely paid attention to the music. Her brother then asked her, was the meat dress a Grammys event? To which Billy replied, yikes. Now, Twitter was divided. One Gaga gay tweeted, like they promote art and music and fashion, but mocking other artists, art and fashion. Seriously, the meat dress was way more iconic than her, period. While a Billy Goat shared, so let me get this straight. Billie Eilish, a known vegan, didn't like Lady Gaga's meat dress. And then another one said, y'all really tripping over a 17-year-old vegan who doesn't like Lady Gaga's meat dress, so you want her to be canceled?
Yeah. anybody who cares is in the wrong here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, that's great. That's a great way to put that.
Yeah. This is too extra. Honestly, I only pulled this story because I need to get to the truth.
The truth.
In related news, Drake is now grooming Billie Eilish. Now, I have been quite vocal about this man grooming Milli Vanilli, Bobby, Christina Brown, but no one wants to hear. I've been saying it for 2 years and nobody wants to listen to me. But now he is grooming this girl. She is 17. And y'all still are doing nothing about it. Y'all still stream Drake's music. Y'all still support his movies. Y'all still go to his concerts. And y'all are not stopping this man.
What movie is he in?
Degrassi.
I know this is probably not a good way to look at it, but it's like We don't really
have... Y'all let R. Kelly do it for so long and now all of a sudden it's a any, problem.
We don't really have any evidence.
Chat, you got to give it to me. You did.
I did. I let R. Kelly. We don't really know what's going on.
We do. Because both these young girls are saying, Drake, we have such a great friendship with Drake. He texts us all the time. Also, we tell him about our feelings. What does a 32-year-old have to be doing talking to a child?
Also, he like felt up an underage girl at a concert and then like talked about how like, oh, it felt good. And then he also apparently was like all over this girl on Instagram, like making out with her, and she was like 18. But like, yeah, the thing is, hanging out with her before she.
Yeah, he grooms them until they're 18 because there's this like Victoria's Secret model. He grooms them until they're 18, then when they're 18, he starts dating them. That's called grooming. R. Kelly did it with Aaliyah, and y'all did nothing about it until now. And now,
Chad, you did.
Fergie did it with Justin Timberlake,
and that's fine. Because Fergie could do it because she is from Hawthorne. She's from Hawthorne. No, she's from
You know, she when you from say that, then
Hacienda Heights.
All of your Hacienda other opinions are now thrown in the garbage. Right. That's the craziest thing anyone's ever said.
Right. But Fergie is from Hacienda Heights, California. She is a good representation for LA. Okay. Which Latina?
I feel like this podcast will
name a Latina that raps besides Fergie.
This podcast will be like shown somewhere for.
What do you mean Fergie was grooming Justin Timberlake? Like, what does that mean? They're the same age.
No, they're not. She's like 15 years older and they dated when he was 16.
Fergie is not.
Google it, bitch.
Hey. No, he was dating Britney. How would he date Fergie at the same time?
Was he dating Britney when he was 16?
Yes. Remember that's when she lost her virginity to at like 13.
Look up Fergie's. Okay, Fergie. Someone look up Justin Timberlake's age.
36.
Look it up. Okay. Also, he cheated on his... on Jessica.
We don't care. She's so boring.
Okay, I have an age and you have an age, right? You're looking up Justin Timberlake?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you looking at?
Yes.
What is it?
38.
44. So a 6-year difference. 16 and 22 was their age.
Okay, but wait. How do we know they're dating? I've never heard this story before.
Fergie, Justin. Fergie, Ferg, JT.
I've never heard them dating before.
Fergie downplays her fling with Justin Timberlake.
Okay, well, Fergie, you're canceled also, and I'm sorry. As you know, I didn't know this. This is news to me. Everyone knows I do support Hacienda Heights, Fergie, but now, you know, we have to look differently. Will I still request MILF money at the bar? Maybe, but probably not.
He was 16 and I was 23, Fergie told Australia's but, Courier Mail. It was before he got real heavy with Britney.
But what were they doing?
He was a 16-year-old boy. He was probably wanting to fuck her.
And like a 23-year-old like hot pop star is dating this like young hot guy, and they're like,
she wasn't a hot pop star.
Yeah, she was a country singer.
Yeah, she was. She was a country singer. A trio.
Country.
Wild Orchid.
Country.
Pop country. Come on. Do you think she was doing like?
Maybe she was tutoring him
on how to jerk off.
Yeah.
Okay, so Fergie, you're canceled now too.
Sorry,
so
Fergie.
Can we still watch the Wendy Williams show since Fergie sings the theme song?
Oh, Wendy Williams is absolutely canceled.
Okay, you need to get the fuck out of my apartment then.
Fergie sings the Wendy song? I didn't know that.
As of the last two seasons.
She's a funny one. I rewatched her national anthem the other day.
Yeah.
So good.
Let's play baseball. Or whatever. Basketball.
Let's play ball. Just listen to ball.
Ball.
Oh, it's basketball, actually. Let's play basketball. Funny girl.
But we can't support that anymore then.
Nope, because of statutory rape.
Well, was it rape?
Well, if she was having sex with
him. Did they have sexual relations?
We assume, but we don't know.
See, that's the thing with assumptions. We just don't know. And this has been Extra Extra.
Are we not doing our favorite moments?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
Julian made us do homework and then almost...
You didn't even do it.
Yes, I did.
Okay. As we come to the close of the current decade...
Millennium.
Oh, wait, is it the end of the millennium?
No, I'm just yelling.
I would like to know, what is your favorite moment from this past decade? And
I'll
it can't
first.
Be personal. It has
Stranger
to be.
Things. God, I love that show.
Really?
It rocks.
Dear God.
You go.
Okay, I'm going to edit this out. Nick, what's yours?
Okay, I'm going to give like some real quick ones, and then I'm going to give you my top, because it was really hard for me to do this.
Okay.
So, could you hurry it up?
Sasha Velour's lip sync, The Red Wedding, Alexis Nier's calling that journalist, and then her mom crying. Like, that moment was also really great. Gay marriage being legalized. And this is going to seem stupid.
Yeah.
Now, my top of the year was Avengers Endgame.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, sorry.
Julian, did you do yours?
Trillian's really reflecting on what I said.
Alexis Nair's, I feel like, hits her button.
Yeah, that's the only one I liked. Yeah. But I didn't realize that was this decade. I thought that was like 2009.
No, I think that was this
decade. I know, me too, actually.
Was it 2009?
That feels like it was. I was in high school. When
yeah.
I was like reading a list and I thought I was like made the...
You cut. Know what? I'm going to buy it. The rest, I couldn't care for it, to be honest. And none of it was really grabbing at me. Oh,
marijuana being destigmatized too. That's pretty cool.
Oh, my favorite moment of the decade was discovering mushrooms.
Yeah.
Oh, in the grocery aisle?
My favorite
no, psychedelic mushrooms.
Was meeting you, Chad.
Oh, that's not mine, though. What's about you? What about yours?
My favorite moment from the past decade?
You were supposed to be prepared for this.
I didn't think of it because I wanted you guys to talk about it, not me.
Oh, okay.
You could say anything.
I know, right?
What about like, you know, Kiki Palmer? Anything with that, her?
Normani,
yeah. Sky Jackson?
Instagram?
Sky Jackson in the world of tomorrow?
Your Instagram?
Yeah. Elon Musk?
I only have like 50 followers.
You have another Instagram that has like 12K or something, though.
I know, but it's like, doesn't matter anymore because someone else has one that has almost 200,000 now.
How the fuck does that happen? That's like ridiculous.
Oh, because they have the network supporting them.
Yeah.
Because yours is too adult.
Wait, Bon Appetit supports them?
We don't say that name.
Oh, we don't? Oh, sorry.
Edit. Anyways, yeah, thanks for having us on the podcast.
Thank you so much. Plug and promote your Instagram so people can find you.
Chad Westbrook. I'm a big nude freak.
Yeah, DMS nudes.
Actually, I've never had that happen.
I know, right?
What's that?
Like send nudes. Yeah. I almost put that kind of like as a joke, but kind of real.
Yeah.
Send nudes.
I always love seeing a nude. Like,
I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah. It's for me, it's Nicholas_A_Wagoner.
What does the A stand for?
Andrew.
Angles.
Because I know my angles.
Nicholas Angles Wagoner.
As always, you can find me on Instagram at North Hollywood Jewels. That's North Hollywood Jewels. If you're already following me, unfollow me and then follow me again so I get that notification because, you know, I like getting notifications. It's fun. You can also, follow the podcast, share it. If you want it to keep happening, then I guess you guys have to listen, okay? Because look, if we don't have the listeners, then what am I doing this for? I'm not doing it for me. I wanted to stop, but y'all kept asking me, where's the podcast? Give us a proper goodbye, okay? Well, goodbye.
Hey, this is Betsy Stover.
And I'm Amanda Allen.
And we do a podcast called
Why Mommy Drinks.
Each episode, we have a guest and we all share a story of a time that our kids drove us to drink.
Parenting isn't easy, but it sure can be funny.
Listen to us on Campfire Media.
Why Mommy Drinks.
Campfire.